8479. That's 84FNTSY. So we talked a little bit about the Saints. I feel like everybody's trying to figure out how many carries is AP going to get. What does it mean for Mark Ingram? What are we going to do with this passing game? And no Brandon Cooks and Michael Thomas feels good. At the end of the day, the Saints' success or lack thereof is predicated on the fact that their defense has been awful. They gave up the most passing yards again last year, 5,000 yards. And I don't really know, as much as the Teron Armstead thing hurts, I think it hurts the running game more than it would probably ultimately hurt Drew Brees, who's known for kind of a quick release. So I don't know that it will have a major impact on the passing offense. Do you think, Matt?
I don't know. I'm so confused with the Saints and this Adrian Peterson thing. Yeah. This is what's really blowing my mind. I think you're right. I mean, Drew Brees knows how to get rid of the ball quick as well, and he's going to hit the open receiver. He's not a guy like an Eli Manning that'll just lock on Odell Beckham and that's it. So I think you're right there. I just so baffled about Mark Ingram. I think Mark Ingram's a really good talent.
I've said this many times. I feel like I'm the president of the Mark Ingram fan club, and Sean Payton isn't in that fan club.
And I don't understand. I see him keep going in the sixth round, and I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I think the Saints are really committed to Adrian Peterson. It really seems like that.
George, tying that in to Matt's comment, the one saving grace is that the Saints did draft a tackle at the end of the first round with that pick that they got from the Patriots for Brandon Cooks. Now, you don't start a rookie at left tackle, especially when the guy wasn't thought to be a left tackle, but at least they have some depth there that they just acquired at that position. Similar to what Matt is saying, do you think they are really committed to giving Adrian Peterson the ball a lot this year?
I've been beating that drum the whole all season long. Adrian Peterson had one bad year, and then he was injury prone last year and all that. The offensive line was horrific, and all that garbage there. This guy's not done. This is not a off. That's it. Peterson is a guy who gets 6 to 8 carries a game now for the rest of his career until he retires. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think he's anywhere near the all pro back he once was. But this is still a good back. Say it over and over again. For whatever reason, Sean Payton does not like Mark Ingram. That's not a joke. That's not making fun. He just doesn't. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. Everything I see looks like Ingram does fine, does the right things. But Payton doesn't like him, doesn't trust him, or he doesn't fit his system, whatever it might be. Peterson doesn't really fit Payton's system either. Because the Saints need a pass-catching back. It doesn't make a lot of sense as far as when you look at it as to why Payton would have preferred Peterson over Ingram. But he seems to. So, yes, I'm still beating that drum. I'd rather have Peterson than Ingram, especially when I can get Peterson later. But the left tackle going down concerns me a bit, where now I may just avoid it altogether.
He gave John Kuhn 3 1-yard touchdowns in a game last year. I was almost nearly lost my mind during that one. I have Ingram on every keeper league team that I have, and it's going to stay that way until the sand runs out of the hourglass for me. So, I don't know. I think it is going to be a difficult thing to decipher. I don't personally think that they're overly committed to Peterson. I still think Ingram is the feature back, with Peterson providing a huge compliment. What's ironic about this is that not only did they do that, but they drafted Alvin Kamara in the third round. So maybe this is their way of saying, sorry, Mark, we're done with you after this.
Yeah, and I remember hearing about a month ago or so, back in like early May, talking about making trades with him. I'm just baffled. And even if like they wanted to make Ingram the third down back, just to go crazy there. Like you said, they just drafted the kid from Tennessee to play that position. Mm-hmm. Not that he couldn't be waiting in the wings for that. I just think he's too talented. I do agree with George. I don't know if AP is done. It's been injuries. But I don't get the system. Of all the teams he could have went to, the Saints were like the one team I really wouldn't expect him to go to. It didn't seem like a good fit. But they seem to think differently. I mean, if you're just listening to everything coming out there, I don't know why you would bring him in. if they don't have a if Sean Payton doesn't have a defined role for him to play.
And George, to your point, he doesn't seem to like Mark Ingram, or you know, they're not entirely on the same page. We actually have seen them get into public spats on the sidelines. Now that can happen. I think sometimes that stuff is overblown, but we have seen it happen. We have seen Ingram effectively get benched for Tim Hightower of all people. And by the way, Brandon Cooks, who was a first round pick, they couldn't get along so much they traded him to the freaking Patriots. Of all people, I know Michael Thomas may have a higher trajectory than Brandon Cooks, but what Brandon Cooks has produced every single time he's out there, George, except for the game where he took a zero and he complained about it.
I think that's probably why Cooks isn't there. That's, I think, more of a personality conflict, didn't like a locker room presence, all that sort of stuff. So I think that one I can figure out. The Ingram thing I cannot. You know, I don't know what it is with Ingram that he doesn't like, doesn't. You know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Because, listen, we all know Peterson is a Hall of Fame back. But he doesn't necessarily fit what the Saints do well. It's really more of an up-tempo passing attack. So he can catch the ball out of the backfield. Not something he excels at. They don't have a great – you mentioned if they would have been healthy, they'd be top 12, which is actually pretty good. But now they won't be. I guess that's not Peyton's fault. He didn't know this going in. But now he doesn't fit the system even more. So it's strange. I would love to know the reasons of why Peyton doesn't like or doesn't trust Ingram. Yeah, listen, it could just be a thing where, I don't know. Even Peyton's figuring, I just don't like him. He wants to move on here. But the Cooks thing, in my mind, is just a personality locker room thing. He moved on from, had enough, was tired of the bitching and the whining. You know, you win a game by whatever it was, 21 points, and you're still complaining because you didn't catch any passes. I don't need that kind of garbage. You're out of here. So I think that's what happened there. Maybe Peyton, I mean, I would feel maybe stronger about this belief if he was a newer head coach, one or 2 years. But maybe, once again, he's trying to redefine his team or put his stamp on this team where, hey, I'm the coach, it's my way or the highway, that sort of thing. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm a little bit old school, and I wouldn't want guys complaining either, but are there any good wide receivers, really good wide receivers, which I consider Brandon Cooks to be one, Matt? Any ones that are active that would go through a game where they win by 21 points, he didn't even get thrown to and wouldn't complain. They would all complain.
Yeah, didn't somebody write a book, Throw Me the Damn Ball? He was like,
Keyshawn.
I mean, come on. You have to expect it from a guy like that. I don't think that should be a reason you trade him. And if I was going to trade him, I think I wanted more than the 32nd pick overall.
Yeah,
that's the way I value him. Maybe I'm a little wrong, but I don't think so. Wouldn't it be interesting? What I think is going to be interesting this season in New Orleans is if Ted Ginn Jr. can catch the damn ball. I think he can reel in a lot of touchdowns. It'll be interesting to watch. But he's going to be playing on a carpet now, yeah, as opposed to grass, and it's Breeze versus Newton. So
I mean, they have him. You know, list I'm looking at has him in the starting lineup, but I could easily see Willie Snead having a better season.
Oh yeah, no,
certainly
Willie Snead will definitely. I like Willie Snead. To me, is definitely a top 30 wide receiver, and maybe borderline top 25.
I think Ted Ginn is just going to be that home run hitter. I picked him on the right day on DFS, and I love Ted Ginn. But you know, for me to draft him, I can't rely on him.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he's going to play that role. You've seen Brandon Cooks go down that field. Yeah. The problem with Ted Ginn is he can't catch the ball.
Yeah. Last thing on their offensive line, you're right. They have tried to build it the same way, but they drafted Andres Pete really high in the draft. This is now his third season. And he's currently playing left guard, which is not what they had in mind. I wonder if they move him over or if they take Zach Strief, who's an 11-year veteran. They move him over to left tackle, start the rookie at right tackle. But when you start doing that, you start moving pieces around, then you're a mess. Like what happened to the Cardinals' offensive line last year was a disaster because they started moving players all over the place, and then Carson Palmer is getting ravaged.
Yeah, to make just a baseball analogy, you look at the Mets infield, you start taking guys out of position and stuff like that. It's usually not going to work well. And I mean, I don't know. I was kind of optimistic with the Saints. There was a problem of theirs. They've made the moves from the trades that they made and draft picks, as you said. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Teron Armstead isn't the first guy that we think about when it comes to fantasy discussions, but he's going to keep Sean Payton up at night, George, that injury.
So you're breaking up on me there, Mr. Blewett.
Sorry, Teron Armstead isn't the first name we talk about when we talk about fantasy football, but it's the type of injury that's going to keep Sean Payton up at night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it would for any team, right? I mean, injuries are always part of the game. That's why, you know, we make all these predictions now, more about team predictions. Oh, this team has the hardest schedule going. This team has an easy schedule. This team's going to do great. You know, we're in June, and we're talking about injuries. We've seen it every year come training camp. There'll be a couple more guys that go down that'll change our fantasy outlooks on teams. Football's a brutal sport, man, and losing your left tackle this early is a killer. But at the very least, you want to look at the optimistic side, you have all training camp to figure out a solution.
They do. We'll talk some more football when we come back. Mike, Matt, and George on the Road to Extras in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm Dave.